What's the most discussed plan right now for the start of the season? Say it was on July 1st. Is it the three-division regional deal? Is it the three-area kind of bubble setup? Or is it just, hey, we're gonna you know, do the normal AL, NL with the divisions, and we're all playing home games?
Yeah, I think the first one you mentioned. I mean, there's definitely people I'm talking to. There's definitely, I think, more interest in both the ownership side of things and the player side of things and playing in their home stadiums. Because the thing is, I think both sides have come to realize that there won't be fans in the stands. So are you going to everybody go to Arizona and play with no fans or play in your home stadiums with no fans? And, you know, you've seen a couple players, more than a couple, talk publicly. Mike Trout's been on the record. Clayton Kershaw's been on the record. Both of them saying, you know, they're not interested in playing in a bubble in Arizona if they have to be quarantined and be away from their families for 4 months or whatever it is. You know, Mike Trout's wife is expecting their first child this summer. Kershaw's got three little ones at home. And, you know, there are others that echo them. I think the general feeling, again, both ownership side and player side, is the best option would be if everybody could just play in their home stadium, understanding it will be with no fans. And then probably, I don't know, if, you know, you'll see the 3-10 team divisions, you know, geographically, the West, Central, and East. But something similar to that looks like what very well might happen, because, you know, the other thing is if everybody plays in their home stadiums, it's just going to make sense that, you know, baseball's going to, teams are going to not go that far from home. You're going to want to, you know, for cost-saving reasons, for competitive reasons, for health reasons, that you're going to want to play more games in your own area than, you know, flying six times across the country over maybe a three-month season or so. So I think home ballparks right now, and again, baseball's looking at internally at various options, and things do change week to week. But right now, I think there's, like I say, more optimism than I've heard in a long time in the last 10 days. And a lot of that talk revolves around playing in home stadiums.
Scott, let me ask you a question here with Scott Miller, MLB columnist for Bleacher Report. You talked about your optimism and your pessimism, and I see you kind of going back and forth, and that's understandable. I mean, obviously, you cover this sport, and I would imagine at some point you're going to be back around it, you know, boots on the ground. But I do wonder, what is your concern level that, you know, the owners, the league itself, right, the people who are making these decisions, what's your concern level that they – maybe not bowing to the pressure is the right word, but giving into the pressure, or maybe listening to the pressure a little bit too much, and maybe opening up too soon. I'm genuinely curious as to your own personal perspective on that.
Yeah, the opening too soon is a definite concern, and I think that's an issue that hasn't been touched on as much. You know, I mean, you guys have seen, and you've talked about it, and I have, and we've all seen over, say, the past month, as you said. You know, there was the plan for, you know, Arizona, all 30 teams go to Arizona. There was the Arizona-Florida-Texas plan, and now there's the home stadium plan. So there's a lot of talk. A lot of people want to get the game back on the field, you know, both inside the game and outside the game. And there's a lot of talk, but I don't know that people appreciate all of the unbelievable logistics it's going to take. You know, it's not just as simple as saying, okay, hey, the CDC says it might be safe and we can start on July 1st. I mean, you've got players, you've got families, you've got, really, I think what it comes down to, there are three different areas here that baseball is going to be guided by. And I think this is all going to prevent baseball from racing back and getting on the field too soon, which we all hope the sooner the better, right?
Sure.
But I think, I say it's complicated. I throw that out there because I think the complicating and mitigating factors are what's going to prevent baseball from coming back too soon, because it can't be a reckless decision for a number of reasons, and there are three big ones. One, the CDC and what the health experts and the officials and the scientists are recommending. Baseball may come up with whatever plan it's going to come up with, but they're still being guided by public officials. So whatever baseball comes up with, they're going to run all this by the CDC, by the Dr. Fauci's of the world, and it's going to be more of a joint agreement. Is this safe to do? Rather than baseball just saying we're opening up, the CDC and Dr. Fauci saying that's insane, you can't do that, and baseball is going to do it anyways. It's going to be more of a mutual thing. So the three areas are the health side of things, which I just talked about, the governors, the political equation, because each state, what are the individual governors allowing? And, you know, that's going to have to play into it. So you've got the governors, the political equation, you've got the health equation, and then lastly, you've got the owners and the players are still going to have some things to work out, chiefly financial.